Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie fair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes as I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. But I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I got friends in low places. I guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living in. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. But I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I got friends in low places. I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. But I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I got friends in low places. Now I'm friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. But I'll be okay. Now I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I got friends in low places. I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. But I'll be okay.
Gil Dragon.
Gil has friends in low places because all his friends are midgets.
Dun dun dun.
I mean dwarves, sorry. I'm being politically correct. Dwarves.
Little people is politically correct. Little, dwarves
big
are
world
something.
Starring Gil Dragon and friends.
Okay. What did you think of this, Valk?
I feel bad. Like I said to Songbird, this is the part of your range that, like, you shouldn't sing in. And you always do for some reason, and it, like, really is frustrating to me. I think I've told you this before, because, like, you sound way better on a lower song, and This was all up in the high, really strainy
bleh, I don't think range. You shouldn't tell people, like, you shouldn't sing in this range just because you don't like that part of his range. Like
well,
even with songs,
it's not that they shouldn't. It's just like,
no. Yeah.
I liked this.
It's not like they shouldn't, but like, yeah, like they sound better in a lower range and stuff. Like, it's not trained. Like when you sing higher, you're not like trained well enough to sing higher because,
is
like,
Steel Dragon Classic. Is he trained? Thing.
I don't know, but, like, I have that same problem, too, where, like, I can sing, I'm a soprano, I can sing higher, but, like, I'm not trained well enough to sing, like, as high as I can, so I stay in my lower range, so, like...
Yeah, like, sounded like he was pushing it. Like, it sounded strainy to me.
I think this is the first time I've heard Gil's real voice, because that other stuff he does... Like, let me say this, and I realize Performant and this are two different shows, and I don't like cross-referencing, but I said you on Performant, I could always tell it was you on a song, because you always have that same sort of thing, but for this, I thought you did something different from the norm, and I salute you for that. Like, I liked you in this range, and I would like to hear more of this, because this sounds like your real voice and not like some put-on lounge singer thing that you typically do. Like, I really enjoyed this.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I didn't enjoy this. I thought it sounded strainy. And, like...
He had really good energy, though, so I don't
yeah,
know.
It had nice energy. I kind of liked that growl thing you did in the chorus, but I also kind of didn't at the same time, so it was weird. Like, I liked it more than I didn't like it, but it was kind of like, interesting.
The energy dropped at the end when he kept repeating it over and over. And when you're at the end of a song and you have to keep repeating the same thing over and over, it's important to try to make it a little bit different every time so it's not like, okay, shut the F up.
Yeah.
But the thing with these... go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Dylan, you can go.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you wanted to talk.
No, go ahead, it's cool. I don't care.
The thing with these two, Gil Dragon, they have a mob mentality on their show. So whatever one of them says, the other one's going to agree with. And they're gonna bandwagon this whole, you shouldn't be singing the higher range thing. But I completely disagree. And I think that if you get somebody outside of this little clique that they run in, they will also disagree.
Well, like, he sounds better singing lower to me. I don't know about other people. But
it's
like,
okay to say that, but to say you shouldn't sing in this range is not cool. Because you can't hinder people like that. They should be allowed to sing in whatever range they want, especially if some people like it, which I did.
Well, we're judging, so personally, I like you lower, so I guess you can like keep that in mind if you go through.
Yeah, like,
that's
a
much better way to say it.
I don't think he shouldn't sing here, but like, I don't know, when you're a director and you're casting something, you have an idea of what you want and what you think people sound like, and personally for me, I agree. I like him lower. So
what are you casting, Rochelle?
I'm not casting anything. I'm just saying that, like, if you're to look at, if you were to, okay, what I'm saying is maybe he shouldn't sing in this range for us, because we like, it's like,
I like it though.
Well, okay, yeah, I mean, me and Valk,
but you're not casting anything, so that's like a moot point, because he could pick a song next week where it would sound good in this range as well, whereas low range wouldn't work.
That's,
so, like, I don't
I think
see how that
a little,
analogy...
You went a little too high. Like, it went to the point, like,
just,
I like you higher
like
sometimes,
it.
But it, yeah, I like you higher sometimes, but this one sounded like you were straining because you went so high, so.
Yeah, it felt like he was, like, really pushing his range. And it felt, like, it felt uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm done.
Michelle.
I feel like we all kind of critiqued at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I thought he was doing, like, I thought it, like, there was good energy, but then at some points, like, you were saying there was times when you liked the growl, and then there was times when you didn't. For me, I was really torn, because at some points it felt, like, too much. I was like, whoa, slow down there, bud. But then other times I was like, I like this. I don't know.
It's the thing, there's certain singers, you know what to expect every week. Every week it's the same exact thing, and that gets old. And I feel like Gil Dragon took a risk, yes, because he's not doing the same thing he always does, but the risk didn't fail. It wasn't a failure as a song. I didn't think he sounded bad on it, and I thought he performed it well. I thought he still did a good job. Even if you didn't particularly like his choice to sing in the higher range. I still thought
I just
he pulled
didn't
the song
like
off.
His tone, and I thought it sounded strainy.
See, I liked it a lot.
I don't know. I thought it sounded strainy.
Well, who critiqued? Val critiqued first, so she gets to do the yes or no first.
I think it's a no for me. I didn't really like this that much. I'm sorry.
This is killing me. It's a yes for me. Like, an easy yes for me. If you say no, Rochelle, I'm gonna... If you say no, you're a fool.
I mean... The thing was, his energy was, like, really good. I'm really torn. I had maybe. I didn't have a yes or a no, like, one way or the other. Because I felt that his energy was really good and his character was really good. But he was in that place in his range that's weird.
Isn't this show about... Aren't singing shows in general about stretching yourself and doing things you don't normally do and testing out new things?
Okay, here's the deal. I will say yes and give him a chance. But if he does something else next week that is gross sounding like this...
See, this wasn't gross sounding.
You can take risks, but you also have to, like, know what would sound good for your voice and, like, what wouldn't, like, while taking risks at the same time.
Here's another thing about you two. I think that you're harder on Giljack than you are on other people.
You said this about Olivia, too.
You're harder on
you
too.
You do that too, Dylan.
I'm harder on you, Rochelle.
You're harder on me and Val. I think you're harder on both.
Yeah.
You're harder. I'm not talking about judging. I'm talking about, like, on a show. I think
clearly I'm not that hard on you since you won Sing It and acted.
No, I know. But, like,
I'm sorry that sometimes I dare to give you negative critiques when you're so good. I'm sorry, Rochelle. I'll do better next time. I'll only sugarcoat things.
That wasn't what I was saying. No.
If you're telling Giljack that he sounded gross tonight, which I don't think is cool to say to somebody. I don't think that's, like, a cool thing to say. I mean, how would you feel if somebody told you you sounded gross?
Well, like, no, I know. Well, I...
Whatever. Let's just.
I've been told that before.
You said
I was gonna
yes.
say. It's like I've been told
yes.
that before.
I mean, like,
so.
The thing is, like, I'm not saying it's gross sounding. Okay, that was unfairly worded. I'm sorry. I take that back. But like, it was in the place in your range that I personally don't find like, appealing.
There.
I think it's better when you sing. I like your voice better when you sing lower, and I think. You have stronger entries when you sing lower. This was really strainy.
I'm sorry, Rochelle.
It felt really strainy to me. I'm willing to give him another chance because I liked his energy and I liked his character and I think that's enough to put him through. But, like, he needs to make conscious choices. I don't know.
Giljack, I'm outnumbered here, so if you have to do the low voice thing to stay on, whatever, but I don't think it's fair to ask that of you, and I liked you tonight for whatever it's worth.
Well, you need to take risks, but also, like, know what songs, like, would sound, I don't know how to word this, like, take risks while, like, at the same time, a song, like, is in your comfort zone. So, like, don't do, like, this wild choice and be like, rah, yeah. I'm done.
Okay, so Giljack, you're through.
Who's
next? We have Sukono.
Hey, girl. Go on now. You know you've got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. And I watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. The crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it for the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Somebody sweet little farmer's child, with a cattle in her butt to make a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile, rode me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms, spin me around in this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tongs, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it for the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Guitar. Now dance like a dandelion in the wind on the hill underneath the pines. Yeah, move like the river flows, feel a kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you, and get to knowing you, and get to showing you, and get to loving you before the night is through. Baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tongs, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it for the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me.
Sukono.
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 Okay, so. I don't think you had this. I don't think you had the swagger to pull this song off, I don't think. Just from the beginning when you're like, hey girl, go on now. Like, you didn't own it. Like, you have to know what works for your voice, especially with country music, which again is very much about storytelling. You're almost casting yourself in a role, and you need to cast yourself in a role that you can pull off. This would be like, say, the equivalent of someone casting you as like Darth Vader, or like, I don't know, like casting yourself as like Gandalf. It doesn't work. You have to cast yourself in a role. You have to choose a song that you can really pull off, especially with country.
Yeah.
And I don't You had the swagger for this one as much. That was my feeling.
The song was too big for him.
Yeah. Wait, who's next?
Well, it's Dylan's turn. I didn't know if you had more to say.
Oh.
No, I mean, that was pretty much my issue with it. I don't think that you pulled it off in any way, shape, or form, this particular song. But, again, there's other songs I think you could have pulled off. I just don't think you picked. You just didn't pick them. So, I don't know.
No.
I have the same notes. Like, my main note in this was you needed to amp up the energy, like, a whole crap load. Because, like the backtrack alone, like, you the way you were singing this and the backtrack, it, like, didn't match at all, like, energy-wise. And, like, yeah, you sounded really, like, nonchalant. You're like, hey, girl, and, like, shake it for me, okay, bye. You needed to be like, rah, like, attack the song, be like, shake it for me, rah. There were a couple of, like, enunciation problems. On Moon, you kept on, like, really over-enunciating the O's, and on Girl, like, when you were singing Girl, not, like, speaking it, it sounded, like, kind of nasal and, like, spoken, like, harshly. But yeah, my main thing was, like, you needed to amp up the energy, like, 10 times over. You didn't, yeah. I agree. You didn't like hold the song off, really.
But if you'll notice, Sukuno, most of our comments are not about your singing voice anymore, which clearly says that you're getting a lot better as a singer.
I thought your voice sounded nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. You are getting better as a singer.
You are. I think you're getting a lot better. I thought you had decent energy, but I felt like you needed more because like this song is really big.
He had the energy, Rochelle, but it was misplaced and it didn't work for this story he was telling.
Like it also felt a little talky at some parts. Like he was talk singing.
I don't mind that though, especially with him who he's not that the was, strongest singer. I think he did a good job choosing a song.
And with this song, the song is kind of sing talky anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just don't know.
Yeah, I think he would have been better off.
He
kind of
sounded like he stumbled on the lyrics.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I didn't get that either.
Did you have more you wanted to say, Belle? I'm sorry. You guys don't understand that, like how tired I am right now.
No, I understand.
Oh. No, I'm done. I just think you should have picked maybe a Brad Paisley song or something. Would have been better.
Yeah, Brad Paisley's more like comical, and it would have worked a lot better for you, I think. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And he's not all about banging the hose. I don't think you're about that either, Sukuno. Unless there's a side of you I don't know. You're not about riding the girls.
Sukuno does not know how to ride girls.
So, next time when you pick a song, I want you to think, what would Chulwoo do?
Chulwoo.
Whatever he would do, that's the song you should sing.
Chulwoo.
For me, it's a no.
Yeah, it's a no for me as well.
It's Valk's turn, Rochelle.
Oh, well, it's a no for me too.
So it's three no's, even though Rochelle went out of turn.
No, it was. It goes you, me, Valk, and then me.
It's the order we critique in, Rochelle.
No, but I went after you.
No, Valk went after me.
I did. Derp.
No, I thought the order was you, me, Valk, and then me, Valk, you.
I like critiquing.
Damn it. I don't care.
Who's next?
Will is next.
Yes! I'm excited to hear him again.
Yes, me too. I miss him.
I pretend I'm glad you went away, but these four walls closing more every day, and I'm dying inside, and nobody knows it but me. Like a clown I put on a show, the pain is real even if nobody knows. And I'm crying inside, and nobody knows it but me. Why didn't I say the things I needed to say? How could I let my angel get away? Now my world is just a tumbling down. I can say it so clearly, but you're nowhere around. The nights are lonely, the days are so sad, and I just keep thinking about the love that we had. And I'm missing you, and nobody knows it but me. Nobody knows. How blue can I get? You could ask my heart. Just like a jigsaw puzzle, it's been torn all apart. A million words couldn't say just how I feel. A million years from now, you know, I'll be loving you still. The nights are lonely, the days are so sad, and I just keep thinking about the love that we had. And I'm missing you, and nobody knows it but me. The nights are lonely, the days are so sad, and I just keep thinking about the love that we had. And I'm missing you, nobody knows.
Will.
I think I'm first on this one. Or is Valk?
I think it's you, Rochelle.
No, yeah, you first. Will, I enjoyed this. I didn't think it was incredible, but I didn't think it was bad. I think you sang it really nicely. I would have liked more emotion, but I didn't think the amount that you had was terrible. I don't know, like, this was very, like, middle of the roady for me.
I feel like middle of the road tonight is good.
Yeah, like, this was good so far. Like, this was probably my favorite out of what we've heard, just because it was just nicely done.
Is it me?
No, I think it's Val.
Oh. Yeah, this is my favorite of the night so far, so, like, you sounded so nice on this, and I'm glad that you, didn't do the super heavy accent again. Like, I could tell that, like, you have, like, an accent, it sounded like a natural accent in there, so I was like, ooh, that sounds nice. Yeah, and it was, like, pleasant to hear it, like, peek out every once in a while, and, like, I think that you had, like, the proper amount of emotion for the song. Like, it was really nice. I liked this a lot. I couldn't find anything wrong with it, really. It was just, like, really, really nice to listen to.
I love the Tony Rich version of this song. I'd forgotten Kevin Sharp did it as well, so thank you for reminding me. I remember also giving you the note about the country trying, and you did fix it this week, and you barely had it going on, and I appreciated that. What you did have sounded good, though. It sounded natural, yeah. And I like that. I think that if you had done heavy country accent on this song, it would have overpowered the song completely. I feel like it's one of those things where there's nothing about it that I would nitpick or dislike, but then there's nothing about it where I would be like, where I felt like you did anything like super great. I think you did what you needed to do to get through the first round, and that's good enough for me. You sang it well, and I would have liked more emotion as well, but it wasn't bad. I didn't hate it, which is more than I can say for about half of the people tonight.
All right, well, I say yes.
I also say yes.
And I also say yes.
Woo.
I'm super glad.
All
congratulations,
Will.
Right,
you're on the show. Up next, I believe, is Maddie. Yep, Maddie.
Yay!
Another finalist.
Yeah. Ooh.